This is Vox Historia, the voice of history, told by students of history at Elk Grove High School.
Welcome to our podcast. Your host for today will be Stephanie Quattapizzi,
Bernice, and 78.
Today we will be talking about the disease smallpox. We will first start off with the symptoms, cure, and lastly finish off with how many people got affected and died by this disease. At the end, when everybody's done explaining, all of us will explain about this disease in 2019. We will talk about parents not vaccinating their kids or in how smallpox may be coming back. So let's get started with the symptoms first.
The symptoms for smallpox are, where my paper go? My paper went missing. So what are the symptoms? For the whole body, you get chills, fever, or another thing.
Like what?
Mousy? I can't pronounce this word.
Mousy?
Yeah.
What is it? Small bumps?
No, not this.
Oh. This Melage?
Malaise. Something like that, yeah.
And then for skin, on the skin, you'll get blister, rash, scabs, scars, or bumps.
Oh, wow.
And pain areas are in the back or muscle. Also common is headache or vomiting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we will explain the cure.
So there is actually no cure for smallpox. What they do use to treat it is a vaccination. But the vaccination could have side effects to it. Like, you can still die from it. But the only thing the vaccination does is that it stops it from spreading to other people around you. So it's not as contagious as it was before.
So it's not technically a cure?
No, it's not a cure because there is no cure for it. So if it comes back, all we can do is get the vaccine and hope we don't die from it, from its side effects, and that's it.
Oh, wow. All right. So, lastly, we're going to talk about, like, how many people got affected by this or how many people died. So, 300 million people got affected by this and died from this disease called smallpox. Last person to get smallpox was Ally Meow. This is deadly because it's, like, it's a vaccine, it's airborne, so, like, it spreads fast. Like, it is not, like, I guess you get it, and then, like, you wait, like, a month or so, you get it, and you, like, automatically are
affected,
infected, whatever. So, yeah, we will also give facts about our topic that we researched. So, let's start off with symptoms.
So, like, how we said the symptoms are that, and I guess, like, and this is not part of the symptoms, but the early victims from Egypt was, I think this person named I can't pronounce it, so I'm just saying, like, he was an early victim who died in 1157 BC. So I guess the way that the disease spread through the world was in the old world, that was like the most common for smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went into the new world and it affected like thousands of people in a way.
So the disease came from the animals, right? And then when they came over here because of Columbus and like the exploration.
It was still on his, like, I guess it was on his clothes and stuff like that. But like, since they were around animals so much, like, they build a tolerance towards, like, the animals, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. Animals and their sicknesses, so, like, whatever they got, they wouldn't get because they have their tolerance, and and
that's crazy. All right, so
I mean, you want to add a little bit more, or do you think?
Okay, so, like, in my opinion, like, it's like talking about what's it called, like, that thing about, like, I guess that we were close to animals or whatever. Don't you guys think that, like, if we get, like, if we're close to animals, like, how are we gonna, like, aren't we gonna get affected by this, like, too, because we're close to animals? Like, don't you guys think that we're gonna get affected by this?
Yeah.
Like, no, actually, I don't think we can. But...
You okay? I'm trying. So...
Well, we live around animals, like...
Yeah, plus animals get, like, vaccinated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they get their shots just like as kids get their shots.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's more controlled nowadays than it was back then. So I don't think there would be a really big outbreak. And if there was, like, most of us would probably not get it since we're around animals all the time. And they get their own vaccination.
Oh, okay, I see.
But then at the same time, like, not the wild animals get their vaccines?
Yeah, for sure.
So but they're kept in enclosed areas.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how we get food, like, or processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have checkups there.
Okay, so next we are going to talk about cure facts.
Go for the cure facts.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay, so in order to be more affected, or in order for the vaccination to be more useful,
mm-hmm.
you should probably get it 3 days within you're in contact with the disease.
Mm.
If not, if you're hearing it's around, then it would be better if you got it before anything, before you even came in contact with it, because there's a better chance of you surviving it. You have 14 days until, like, the start effects, like, the side effects of, like, the actual disease itself start to show itself. Like, so at the beginning, you know how it doesn't really come out, and
mm-hmm.
you're just there, like, thinking you're perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, eventually.
Probably takes, like, I see what you're saying. Like, it takes mm-hmm. time to, like, show up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you're, like, you have a disease. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess STDs, like, yeah, they show, like, right away like that. But then, like, there's other, like, STDs that take a while for you to notice that they're, like,
yeah, uh-huh.
like HIV, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how HIV doesn't show up right away.
Yeah, but eventually, but it doesn't take, like, years for this one. This one just takes 14 days. Within,
oh.
like, 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, most of the people that do get it, 3 out of 10 people, like, die from the actual disease. So.
Oh, wow.
So, that is a lot of people, actually. But, at the same time, I feel like we are more... We have, like, more things that can fight against it, like, now, since we get the, like, our shots.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, lastly, we're going to talk about the facts of how many people died. So, the thing is that smallpox affected the world for more than 3,000 years ago. This disease is one of the most devastating diseases in the world. Smallpox spreads from person to person. Also, the virus can stay alive between 6 to 24 hours. So that means that, I guess, like, if you get affected by this disease, then the disease will start spreading from time to time. Will start spreading within a day or two. So it's, like, pretty fast, pretty rapid. So you can get smallpox from a person who has or had it.
So it's like process in the air, right? Like,
yes. So let
I did a research and it said smallpox is deadly because it was an airborne disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it flows through the air. So, like, if you cough, sneeze, or direct contact with anybody,
it's already
fluid,
in the air.
You could spread the smallpox virus.
Yep. So people have survived smallpox, in which is crazy in my opinion, because I feel like if I would have smallpox, I would totally die.
But they have, like, their scars on them forever, right?
Yeah, and then so, like, people, like the Stephanie said, like, the people end up having scars if they end up surviving smallpox. Like, they have it on their face, their arms, their legs, and anywhere in their body they technically have scars if they end up surviving it. Smallpox, like, can also cause blindness. By blindness, I do not mean by, like, glasses blindness. I'm talking about, like, losing your whole eyesight blindness. So that will be really, really scary, and I don't know if I would totally like to lose my sight or have scars on my face if I was in a position in where I had smallpox, because it's not it. So
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say, so I guess, like, the smallpox, like, was it like, like, how do you say, like, if you survived it, like, does that mean your body build, like, overcome it? Like, in a way, like, you know how you, like, you have, like, you know how some people get sick fast like that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
others don't? Like, is it mean because they have a stronger, like...
They have a stronger like immune system. Yeah.
Like, towards getting sick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like with us, it's not like that. Does that make sense? I feel like...
Like...
Our body doesn't really... No?
I feel like...
Yeah, I just tripping.
No, because your body needs your immune system, and your immune system is, like, the things that fight off diseases.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like, I feel like I only get, like, the fever, like, one, like every 4 years.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. really don't get the fever myself, but when I do it, I usually get it really bad.
Yeah, because you haven't got it in forever.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I had a fever was, like, during homecoming week. Like, I got a fever the day before. I didn't uh-huh. know. And then it went away the next day like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, I got a fever, but it went away.
And for me, when I get a fever, it usually comes, like, at night.
Get cold.
During the
I
day,
get cold.
It doesn't mm-hmm. bother me, but then more at night,
it
starts kicking in
yeah.
harder, and I'm just like, bro, like, I'm so
yeah,
cold,
like,
but, like,
I got,
I'm sweating.
I got the fever, like, I was cold, and mm-hmm. I had a sweater, and I was like, but I didn't think nothing of it, because I thought it was just cold because I was sitting underneath the air vent,
mm-hmm.
but turns out when I got home, and I was just laying down, and I knocked out, like, I was dead asleep. I fell asleep, like, through the whole entire day. I woke, like, through the whole entire night, and then... Mm-hmm. I woke up, like, at 8 and I showered and went back to sleep.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like my body kind of, like, yeah. Like, that's the only time I can only fall asleep if I'm sick or either if I don't want to throw up.
Did you guys know that over 80% of those 300 million people were children?
I feel like it impacted children a lot more than the adults.
Adults, yeah,
just
for
because
sure.
the adults have a bigger tolerance to it. They were around it more earlier on. In their lives, and the children were,
mm-hmm.
like, and the children are young too. Like, they don't have a strong immune system. They still need to get shots and everything.
Yeah, and I feel like shots back then, in the Egypt time, weren't a thing. Like, does that make sense? I feel
yeah,
like,
and it was around when like Egyptians were here.
I feel like this is the last shot. The last known case occurred in the United States in 1949.
1949. That was the last.
1949.
Last
like,
shot.
The last
people?
Patient? The last known case occurred in the United States. In the United States. I don't know about anywhere else around
damn.
The world, but in the United States.
So, smallpox happened in 1350 and passed in 1980. In 1979, after a 12-year process, smallpox was clear. No human had it.
So, it was like 12,000 years, bro. Like.
Well, yeah, it was a long, long, long time ago. And I'm actually pretty thankful that, like, I guess, like, that it cleared. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, obviously. Who is it? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's almost like the Black Death.
Mm-hmm,
like,
the Black Plague.
It's scary. You mm-hmm. don't want to get it. Because you're like, okay, if I get it, there's a possibility that I'm
It's crazy,
die.
Yeah. And, like,
I feel
just...
like people have a fear of dying, but, like, when it happens, like, it happens. You know?
Right, yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah, for
people
sure,
People are
sure.
scared of dying, but if it's time for them to go,
mm-hmm.
they, like, obviously they know it's time for them to go.
Mm-hmm. So, we're done giving facts, we're done explaining with our topic. Now we're going to talk about why people are not vaccinating their kids. What do you guys think about that?
I think they should be vaccinating the kids, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they have their own opinions,
mm-hmm,
because,
mm-hmm.
like, I think, like, the first shot they get, like, I feel like it can mess up the kid.
Oh, yeah, for
way,
sure,
like,
for sure.
I think you can make them autistic or something.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of that, like, I don't know where I think I heard it on the news, like, stuff like that. And also, what was I gonna say? But in my opinion, I feel like they should get vaccinated because they're, like, almost, not trying to say, like, they're, like, dogs.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. anything, but, like, that's, like, how animals get their shots.
Oh, yeah.
For mm-hmm. them to be, like, cleared of rabies, all that.
Yeah, so, I understand. I get it.
Us kids, like, we need a shot so we could survive out in the world in a way.
Yeah, I understand. So, what do you think, Stephanie, about people not vaccinating their kids?
It's shown that, like, when people aren't vaccinating their kids, more outbreaks tend to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the measles one. Not even that. Like, I don't know how long it was ago, but there was, like, they're saying that there has been many cases of measles again, and that
what
shouldn't
is
really. It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
Talk about measles when I'm good.
Like, measles.
Related to,
like,
smallpox.
It's because of the way it's spreading because of the diseases. Like, they're not getting their vaccination, so it's spreading quicker for
the
kids.
Oh,
no?
Yeah, for
Are
sure,
those, like,
for sure.
Rashes and,
and it spreads through air.
So it's technically like smallpox, like a little, like almost like it.
Smallpox. But there is like, there's a vaccines. Vaccination for it, so you don't get it and you're okay.
Huh? Oh, but, wow.
But it was like recently going on, and it's proving like that you should vaccinate your kids because it's it's an option for a reason. Like, they don't want your kids to get really sick, they die. Like, you don't want to be
blamed. Yeah.
Like, the government doesn't want to be blamed.
Yeah, for
that.
So
for
sure,
that's
for
on
sure.
you then.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like that option. Should be like, it's your, like, I'm not saying it should be an option, but, like, in my opinion, I feel like every kid deserves to get vaccinated. Because, yes, they are little, they can't make their own choices, they don't even know how to speak yet.
Yeah.
And they're only a couple months old when they get their first shot.
Mm-hmm. But it's, like, for their safety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I feel like now, like, when people are not vaccinating their kids or, like, whatever, I feel like if a disease comes, like, in now, I feel like us adults or us children that have, like,
been vaccinated
are not going to get affected, that much affected by it first, rather than the people that
don't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
They're not being protected. Like, I get what they're saying. Like, yeah, you get vaccinated, like every, like, certain age you can. Because I think since I'm going to be about turning 16, I think I need to get my other shot.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Like, the last shot. Right?
I think.
And I feel like
until you're like 20 something, I think.
Isn't
well,
it
yeah,
every
you need
year?
A shot for like to graduate from here.
Are you serious?
You need a shot.
What is
graduate.
That?
I don't know. They tell you though eventually, like junior year.
Oh,
they
damn.
Were telling my sister, they're like, you need to get the shot or else you can't graduate. And I was like, oh my god.
No lie, I like getting shots.
Me too, bro. I like looking at them, like when a needle goes into my skin, like
what?
Right
that's
there.
So
and then,
weird.
And then when they take out the blood from my vein, like right here.
Yeah, you can.
No. It's just no. Yes.
I shake. On. I cannot.
Just looking at the red, like the like
dude,
dark red
it's
blood.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy how like they put it in and then like, I don't know what they do, but it just shoots in there. Like I'm just like, what?
Well, because it cuts in your
no,
vein.
No, obviously, it's gonna cut in your vein.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I hate
blood
that
is
they
flowing
move
out.
It. I hate that they move it though. Like sometimes
they move it.
They accidentally moved it. They accidentally like she was. Like, I guess,
how the?
Like, she had it in there, like, in a way, and I guess it kind of moved a little bit, and I was just like, I get hurt.
Oh.
But then after that, I still like getting shots, but I didn't. I'm not like it, but it's like, it's fun, like, because when I get older, I want to get tattoos.
You
want to
get a tattoo?
Like, if you hate needles in your skin, pretty much it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just you're getting 100 needles at once.
But imagine how that feels. Oh my god. Why people are not vaccinating their kids. For tuning in, and thank you guys for watching or for not watching but listening to our podcast. Hopefully you guys liked it, and yeah, like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys were here with Stephanie Quadipizzi,
Bernice, and Stephanie A.
Produced by Stephanie Quadipizzi,
Brittany's Felix, and Stephanie Mesquita.
The information in this podcast was from
History.com, The Rise and Fall of Smallpox, and NationalGeographic.com, Smallpox.
MayoClinic.org, MedlinePlus.gov, WHOINT, HistoryOfVaccines.org, and I Google Smallpox from the Wikipedia.
Mine was from CDC.gov, Smallpox and Smallpox Virus, and What is Smallpox?
The music and sound used in this podcast is royalty-free and was licensed through the audiobooks.com in conjunction with Bell Book and Camera Productions. Vox Historia is a project in a world history class at Elk Grove High School. The views expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of teachers or administrators at Elk Grove High School or District 214. More information about Vox Historia can be found at voxhistoria.org. Thanks for listening.